Smith, and Vaughn. He's got his team set in the stack dive formation. Gets the stack, gives it to the last man through. That's Smith, Keith Smith, that he gets a couple of yards up the center. Stopping him first on the Beckley defense is Lawrence Hamilton. Let's set the Beckley defensive alignment for you. At the end positions, Dallas Bandy, 6'3", junior, 182. Randy Lilly, 5'11", 185, and a senior. Lawrence Hamilton, 5'11", senior, 172. And Johnny Hairston, a junior, 6 feet, 165. Second down, 7-yard play coming up for Welch. They're at their own 38-yard line. The straight T formation this time. Give it off to the second man, and that's the big guy Stallings. He's across the 40 to the 43-yard line before Beckley's linebacking corps collapses in on him. Wooten helps out coming up from his safety position. Let's tell you about those Beckley linebackers. Scott Morris, the man who was the initial tackler, a 6'2 junior at 210. Mike Hambrick, 5'7 and a senior, 175. Mike Massetti, a 6-foot senior at 215. Dave McLaughlin, 6'4, a junior at 193. Third down and one for the Maroon Wave. Here comes the play. Barber gives it off the first man through, and I do believe he's got the yardage needed at the 45-yard line of Welch. They unstack them, and I think we're going to have the first down signal. There it is. Squarely on the hash mark goes the ball. Lawrence Hamilton made the stop for Beckley, but not before they got the 1 yard they needed. So Welch has its first down, and the ball is just across the 45 of the Maroon Wave. Full house crowd here, just about 4,000 in what they sometimes refer to as the Valley of Death. I don't know why. They're set now. Barber has them in the eye formation this time, the power eye. They give it off on the cross buck play, and Beckley's got them stopped. They'll gain maybe a half yard. Bandy and Lilly came up on the left side of the Beckley defense and made a sterling defensive play. Nicely done. We'll call it no gain. Second down and 10 for the Maroon Wave. The ball just about at the 46 of Welch. Beckley leads it 7-0. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter here at Welch. Ready to go. The stacked eye formation again. Billy Barber, the quarterback, is ready. He's a 5'11", 155 senior. Gets the snap. Gives it off to the tailback. That's Smith. He eludes one tackler. And this time they got him. The man to get him is 21 Moon. Joe Moon, the 5'8", senior, 138-pounder. He grabbed him by the ankles and would not let go. What a great defensive play by Moon. Only a gain of a couple or 3 yards. It'll be a third down and 7 situation. They tried to run outside that time, and the Beckley secondary smelled it out. The pigskin is just shy of midfield. We'll call it the 49-yard line, where it's third down and 7 for Welch on their own 49. 3 minutes even to play, front period, Beckley leading by a touchdown. Their ends are in tight, and now they want a timeout. Apparently, there was a little confusion on the part of Welch's quarterback as to what to do, so he goes to talk to Coach Frank Marino. With a timeout on the field, we'll tell you the score, Beckley 7-0, and let's listen to this message. Bill O'Brien with Rick Lewis here on WJLS Radio as we're set with a 3rd and 7 situation for Welch at their own 49-yard line. They're going to send Smith now off on the wing to the left side. Two running backs are slipped behind the quarterback, and Barber is looking to throw. He's got time, and he fires. It's complete to Stallings. He's down to the 45 to 40. He tightropes the sideline, and there's going to be a penalty marker, a penalty on Beckley's move. Stallings was stripped out of bounds by Moon.